A decade-and-a-half-long partnership between Silver Dollar City and Public Radio KSMU continues at the Branson Theme Park this Saturday, May 28th, when the 15th annual KSMU Youth in Bluegrass Band Contest gets underway.
Howdy, folks. I'm Emily. This is my sister Amanda, and we're fixing a sing for you.
This year's competition will begin at 10:30 a.m. inside Silver Dollar City's 800-seat Opera House Theater and will present 23 bands representing 10 states. D.A. Calloway is the Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival Coordinator at Silver Dollar City and organizer of the KSMU Youth in Bluegrass Band Contest.
We would like all the musicians to be 21 years of age or younger. But in the case of a family band, we like to allow the mother or the father or both, if they're in the band, to be in the competition with the children. All 23 bands will play exactly 6 minutes. After our lunch break, we'll have a different set of three judges, and those 23 bands will play another 6 minutes apiece. The scores from the morning and the afternoon will be totaled, and we'll decide who is the winner.
Silver Dollar City will pay a total of $4,000 to the top five bands, $1,500 to the winner, but D.A. Calloway says the competition goes much deeper and is much more personal than prize money.
We knew that we had a position to play, a role to play in the pipeline of developing talent. Of course, we want to know who's coming up, who's hot and who's not, who are tomorrow's stars. But it didn't take long for us to see that the contest itself served a much bigger purpose in that the moms and dads and all the youngsters got to know each other and become friends and form relationships. Behind the stage, the boys and girls and the moms and dads become lifelong friends. And in a couple of instances, we've had marriages that came out of kids meeting at this contest.
So many good musicians develop out of this, but so many wonderful friendships. When you get together like this with families who do the same thing that you do, it's instant bonding.
Cindy Clark is the official KSMU Youth in Bluegrass Band Contest backstage bluegrass mom. Cindy is from Searcy, Arkansas, and played stand-up bass with her son's band, the Jed and Harry Clark Band, when they competed in the KSMU contest in 2008, 09, and when they won the event in 2010. Since then, Jed and Harry have gone pro on us, and Cindy helps D.A. Calloway before, during, and after the contest ride herd on the hundreds of young musicians and parents participating.
What I so love about the contest is how it does give you an opportunity to connect. I've spoken with many of the bands who are going to compete this year, and the ones who I've had the most fun talking with on the phone are the ones who this is their first year, and they're very excited and interested to know how this is going to go. And most of the first-time competitors' families will say, well, do you have any advice for us? And I always say, yes, here is my one piece of advice. Have fun. Because if you're having fun, the crowd's having fun. And let me tell you, that crowd has fun.
Performing in the contest also serves to prepare these young musicians to play professionally, should they choose, and many of them do. Cindy Clark's sons, 24-year-old bassist Jed and 22-year-old mandolinist Harry, returned to Silver Dollar City earlier this month as members of the nationally recognized bluegrass band Volume 5. About the contest, Jed Clark says playing bluegrass in front of an audience of over 800 at Silver Dollar City on the last Saturday in May only makes it easier to do it again the first Saturday in June somewhere else.
Something like that kind of gives you a crash course. Once you go through it and do it, it's a massive confidence booster. That was kind of what launched Harry and I into the idea of pursuing this on a professional level at all, because before we had done this, we were kind of hobbyists, I would say. I mean, we were both very passionate about our music, but that contest, I mean, that was kind of like something that told us, hey, we might could really pursue this.
Jed Clark is serving temporarily with Volume 5, filling in as the band's bassist. But brother Harry Clark is a full-fledged, full-time member of the band who fondly remembers his first KSMU Youth in Bluegrass Band contest.
Yeah, I was 14, and it was the first time I'd really ever played on stage or anything like that. As well, was at the KSMU Bluegrass contest, you know, the youth contest.
The first time you played on stage in front of?
Any sort of large audience. I think I'd played on a flatbed trailer out in the field one other time in front of, you know, maybe 15 people. But the first time I'd ever played to an audience on stage, you know, around a single mic, too. It's the first time I'd ever experienced that.
And here you are as a member of this national touring band, Volume 5. What's the largest crowd you've played in front of?
I've played in front of a few crowds that are pretty sizable. I played probably in front of about 15,000 people one time in Arizona. And that was before I was in Volume 5. That's when I played guitar with a band called the Roys. But with Volume 5, I've still played upwards to
Merle Fest.
Yeah, Merle Fest, which is...
I mean,
2,000, 3,000 people.
Yeah, and just for the morning crowd, I mean, sometimes Merlefest can swell up to 20, 25,000 plus, so it can be a ginormous crowd. What's really interesting is the connections that we've made through the contest who have pursued it and even taken it further than Harry and I have, which a notable guy that comes to mind is John Meyer, who's played for Kenny and Amanda Smith, Mountain Heart.
Ramblin'
Rooks with Ronnie Bowman and
Jimmy Fortune.
Jimmy Fortune now is one of his regular gigs. I mean, he's really probably one of the biggest success stories to come out of that thus far. He's really, really done well.
Courtney Hartman's another good example of someone that's gone on
yes.
Because her family used to, you know, they've played in the contest several times, played out here in the city, and now she's in a Grammy Award or nominated band. Called Della May, an all-female bluegrass group.
Yeah, she really has done well. They even had a featured spot on CMT's website for a while.
These kids have grown up before our very eyes.
Again, Silver Dollar City Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival Coordinator, D.A. Calloway.
And we've seen kids that were 10 or 12 years old that we thought, boy, that kid's really a smoking mandolin player or a great fiddle player. And then several years later, you see that person making a living doing that.
Yeah.
And so it feels good to have been a part of that path. And especially now that we're at the Opera House with the beautiful stage, beautiful lights, great sound system, and with 800 adoring fans. And we get to videotape these bands, and it may be a highlight. Maybe not of their whole lives, but up to this point in their musical lives, it could be a highlight.
KSMU Seldom Heard Music co-host Harry Moore will serve as a judge, and I will serve as MC for the 15th annual KSMU Youth in Bluegrass Band Contest, beginning at 10:30 Saturday morning, May 28th, inside Silver Dollar City's Opera House Theater. Silver Dollar City's Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival continues through May 30th. For information, silverdollarcity.com. For KSMU, I'm Mike Smith.